NTP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The circle of punishment has widened in the fatal beating of a motorist by Memphis police officers. Norman Hall has details.
Memphis police officials say a sixth officer has been disciplined for his role in the arrest, beating, and death of Tyree Nichols. Five fired officers already face murder indictments. Video of the incident has sparked outrage around the nation. Officer Preston Hemphill is heard on the video saying he stunned Nichols and that he hoped officers would stop him as well. Nichols and the five officers are black. Hemphill is white. Fire department officials, meanwhile, announced the firing of two emergency medical technicians and a lieutenant. The department says the three failed to adequately assess Nichols' condition. I'm Norman Hall.
President Biden has informed Congress he'll end the twin national emergencies for addressing COVID-19 on May 11th. Reports in New York of a grand jury investigation involving Donald Trump. Jackie Quinn has more.
Donald Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen in 2018 pleaded guilty to violating federal election law in arranging payments to porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal to prevent them from going public with claims of sexual encounters with Trump ahead of his 2016 election victory. The hush money investigation had been started but then dropped by the former Manhattan DA. And now there are reports District Attorney Alvin Bragg has resumed the case.
More than 1,000 flights canceled, many more delayed as Texas and nearby states deal with freezing temperatures. And actor Cindy Williams has died. She starred as Shirley in Laverne and Shirley, and in this scene from American Graffiti.
You thought high school romances were goofy, and we started going together just because you thought I was kind of cute and funny. But then you suddenly realized you were in love with me. It was serious. And,
Cindy Williams was 75. This is AP News. One of hockey's all-time greats has died.
He was known as the Golden Jet, a two-time NHL MVP and three-time scoring champion who helped the Chicago Blackhawks win the 1961 Stanley Cup. The team and the NHL Alumni Association have announced the death of Bobby Hull at age 84. Hull played for Chicago for 15 seasons before signing hockey's first $1 million contract with Winnipeg in 1972. His son Brett Hull said in a 2001 interview that his dad taught him that hockey was about more than money.
It doesn't matter about salary or anything else. If you're not going to be happy where you are, then you're not going to be successful. And the only thing that ever made him happy was winning.
Hull was one of the most prolific forwards in NHL history, scoring 610 goals during his 16-year career. I'm Mike Hempen.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.